for everyone. Your account manager can help you with ad material to help bring those customers in.
Thanks for calling RDI Diamonds here in New York. This is Aubrey speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, I was trying to get hold of Emily.
Oh, she is, I believe, just on the other line right now. I can have her give you a call right back.
Can I hold?
Let me see. Yeah, let me see how long she'll be. Hold on one second.
That's it. You didn't have to discount it, right?
Yeah.
See?
Hey, Naresh.
I'm sorry. I had to ring up that cell. I've been busy.
Oh, no, it's okay. I just didn't know what was going on. It was kind of, the call was kind of in and out.
Oh, okay. So,
I mean, we're looking at about 20 for this pair. If you want me to get you a pair, it's going to be 2022.
Well, I'm just going to tell you that I see, right here. I have a GIS stone from another vendor that I haven't made a place in order yet. Triple X, I can give you a GIS number if you want.
Yeah.
Triple X, fluorescent none, medium to slightly thick on the girdle, a really good cut. They have it for, $10,109.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're going to need about $10,000 a stone. It depends on what it is.
Well, I'm trying to find one for $18. $18 would be the max.
Yeah, sacrifice something somewhere, Naresh. Even that stone had $109. You can't get duplicate two stones for $20,000 if it's turning to $18.
No, they will, because I know this company is huge.
They're going to cut your price $2,000. Just off the bat, on a triple X nun.
Well, I don't care if it is symmetry is very good. That will drop the price. But I think as long as the cut and polish are excellent and girdle is medium or, thin or medium and fluorescence is none and it's 1.5 or up, two stone for 18,000. Can you find it?
I mean, even my triple X strong blue is at 40, almost 40 back, and that's at 96.39. That's where I'm trying to get
talk to the management what they're going to liquidate, because this is not like, it's just like I just didn't want to, it's just a friend and I didn't want to pick and just.
Oh, I totally get it. I totally get it. You're trying to get a deal for your friend. But what I'm trying to get you to understand is even a triple X with strong blue.
I'm not trying to get a deal for a friend. I'm just trying to find what he's told me the price is. And I said, I'll try my best. And that's what I am. But sometimes you guys have a special stone that they discount him extra.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe
Well, that's what I'm saying. Even this one is a great discounted stone. It's a great stone, even regardless of it's a strong blue on paper. But that one's at $96.39. If I did have an identical stone similar to it, that's still putting you above $18,000. So you can't take that and then go from strong blue to none and then think it's less money. That's where I'm trying to tell you is even if we took away the triple X and one was only VG, it's still not going to drop you that far down. Because this one's already almost 40 back for a GIA single stone.
Okay,
and then if you get deeper
discount,
it's not going to be a true VS. It's going to be an SI1, SI2. That's VS on paper. Even if there's some on the market that are less, they're not actually VS2s. They're actually the ones that are online that are should be SI2s, not VS.
Even they have a GIA certificate?
Yes.
How does that happen?
There are some reps in, or not reps, there are some labs overseas that are corrupt.
But then
why do you think Blue Nile, you look on Blue Nile, there's 20 stones, all the same quality, all this can be all one carat even, can be all GVS2, but there's like a 67% difference between the least expensive and the most expensive. Because the least expensive is not accurate.
So they have the exact same certificate from a foreign country?
Yeah, it's all GIA labs.
Oh, so the GIA lab in the foreign country is not ethical like.
Correct. And you can't tell where they're coming from either. They don't know, they no longer put where they're coming from anymore.
Where the certificate is coming from?
Yeah, like say if it was graded in India. They don't tell you that it was graded in India. You just know based on how inaccurate it
is. Is it written on the certificate then, where it is from or no?
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you. They no longer put that on there.
That's good from GIA.
Correct. This has been happening for several years, so it's nothing new. But that's what I'm trying to make you understand. You can't pull your budget for what you're after.
I have to decide today, and you're on the top of my list.
I'm telling you right now, I have a perfect
have a
pair here. The ones I told you about earlier, the 153 FVS2 with the 150 GVS2, that's one that's going to get you closest to your budget. Because this 150 GVS2 is $92.25, and then the other one is $96.39. You're looking at $18,864. I have these here. And they're both
but
triple.
You don't have the matching one FVS2.
But, I mean, they match perfect, and plus you've got a whole head in between. They're for studs. FGVS match perfect.
He's a doctor, so he's like a very precise.
Why don't you quote him these, though? Tell him, like, you're the expert. You're his friend. Tell him these are perfect matches.
Nowadays, that means really not much. Maybe, but they still go on. Do all the investigations, which is easy to do nowadays.
I gotcha. So, the only thing, I can get you another F to match this 153, but you're not gonna get 18,000.
What is it gonna be then? Just give me the price, which is FVS2.
I'll find out. I have to get a match, but I'm telling you, you're talking 20,000 to 22,000 for your pair.
Well, that's what I don't get it because I have it right here from the very.
Yeah, that stone is $10,109. You duplicate that same stone, that's $20,000.
No, the one you're quoting me is $9,000. What is it?
$96.39, but it's strong blue fluorescence.
$1,000 off, right? That's all it is. But what I'm trying to say is, well, why don't you see what you can find out matching and then give me the price.
Question. One last question for you, though. Do you want me to match to the strong blue one? Because if you go no fluorescence, you're going 20,000 to 22,000 definitely for a pair.
No, no, because it has to match this whatever the blue on that is.
Okay, so we're good with matching this one, the strong blue fluorescent one. Okay, so I want to make sure.
You find the matching one for the one you just quoted me.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
Then you find the one that has no fluorescence if they have anything. With for a little more money.
Okay, to show you two options.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. No, that's why I'm just trying to make sure I'm in the right path here for you. I just want to get on the same level head here. So let me find a match for this woman, the strong blue, and then we'll see if there's anything with no fluorescence and give you an exact price on the ones with no fluorescence.
It has to have an inscription on the girdle of the diamond.
Okay, I think most GIAs above a carat do anyways. This one with strong blue has it, so I'll make sure I notate that and let them know.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Let me know. Thanks. Bye.
No problem. Bye.